Welcome. You are now listening to the Reporting Accounts podcast. We are leading UK business intelligence, offering both free and paid insights into the accounts of more than 4.8 million UK companies. Our podcasts cover news and events from the UK financial markets and community and much more. Visit our website at www.reportingaccounts.com. And now over to your host for today's podcast, Adrian Lawrence, our resident in-house finance professional.
Hello and welcome to today's podcast from Reporting Accounts. Today I'm going to talk about a story in the press which is about exporters and the Brexit nightmare. I've got quite a lot of experience from working myself in clients which deal with import and exports. And basically, the situation is not good. We had the lockdown in the UK, the third lockdown, which caused an awful lot of freight all around the world to get stuck. There was a global container shortage and a driver shortage, with so many drivers been off with COVID-related issues. Plus, many of the ports were closed for a while when France blocked the borders. So there's been a lot of disruption. But now we've left the EU using the withdrawal agreement. There was an expectation that the situation would be tariff-free. But the devil, as they say, is in the detail, because what seems to happen at the moment is, if goods are imported into the UK, for example, from China, then duty is paid at the point of entry into the UK. But when those goods are exported again or re-exported, duty is then paid again, because the same rates of duty have been adopted by the UK as the EU. But as the UK is not in the EU anymore, goods coming from the UK to the EU pay duty again. Companies are looking at ways to minimise their costs and exposure to these sorts of issues. And we see in the press every day companies looking at setting up subsidiaries across Europe, closer to their markets or close to the ports of entry where they bring their goods into the EU, as a means to minimise the impact of that. We know the situation's very fluid. The UK government is talking apparently to the EU, because a lot of these issues were never the intention of the withdrawal agreement. But because everything was so rushed and done at the last moment, there really isn't the visibility of everything. And clarity and uncertainty is something that doesn't work very well with businesses. So we're all hopeful of an improvement to this situation, but this new world and new era is certainly at the moment a lot harder for companies to export into Europe, and I suspect there will be countermeasures by the UK to restrict imports from the EU into the UK if things don't change, which is not good for the balance of trade. The UK as an open economy has always prided itself on supporting free trade around the world. So it's going to be an interesting year or two ahead. And unfortunately, this Brexit and the lockdown have combined together to make life very, very tough for businesses involved in import and export. To learn more about our service at Reporting Accounts, please visit our website, which you can find at www.reportingaccounts.com, where you'll find information and insights covering more than 4.8 million UK companies. Thank you.